How to manifest clear, glowy skin. In this episode, I'm gonna give you some amazing tips, and these tips not only applies to just the skin, but it applies to any and all the physical appearance changes. It can apply to hair, it can apply to skin, it can apply to any certain body parts. I get a lot of messages from women that they want to manifest a big booty. Some are like, I want to manifest thick, long hair. Some are like, I want a glowy skin. Some are like, I want this type of body and my arms to look like this, my legs to look like this, my waist to look like this. And whatever it is, whatever physical appearance that you are trying to manifest, you can apply these tips to manifest that. Hello there, I'm your host Kathy Bhavani, and on this podcast show I talk about manifestation, spiritual well-being, money, success. I also share very common meditations, affirmations, and prayers to help you vibrate on your highest frequency. Every single episode on this show is raw, fun, clear-cut, powerfully healing, and truly gold-worthy. So I'm really looking forward to you joining me on this journey. And you can tune into this podcast show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. So follow me on Instagram, TheMetaphysicsMagic. Get in touch with me, hold my hand, and get excited for this journey. See you around. Hello, my beloveds. Welcome to episode 114. I am so happy that you are tuning into this episode. And let's get into it. So the first tip is, if you get triggered looking into the mirror, if looking in the mirror when you are manifesting your appearance changes, whether it's your skin, hair, body, if you look in the mirror, you get triggered, you react internally, you get pissed, you criticize yourself, you go into lack mode, then the first tip is, do not look into the mirror. Avoid looking into the mirror for a few days, for a few hours. Usually, like, I am so used to manifesting physical appearance that at this point I can manifest in hours. Like, I decide in the morning that this is a change that I want to experience, and by the evening I would have it. So I would make sure that I'm not looking into the mirror and reacting or criticizing or feeling lack. And I would just give myself a break. And when I feel excited, when I'm like in a really good space and I feel very confident, that's when I would look in the mirror. So give yourself that break to not look into the mirror. Yeah, of course, if you are like not reacting internally, if your thoughts about that body part or that physical appearance change is very, very positive, then go ahead, look into the mirror. If you want to do mirror affirmations, because that also helps a lot. That's like another tip that I'm going to give you. So yeah, that's the first thing. Avoid mirrors so that you stop reacting, you stop getting triggered and go into that criticizing yourself, your skin or your hair, complaining about it, judging it, feeling bad, and then you just stay stuck in that cycle of feeling bad and sorry for yourself and powerless victim instead of doing something about it and changing it. Okay, so that's the first tip. The second tip is, stop criticizing that part of the body. Stop criticizing your skin, how bad it is, how horrible it is. Stop repeating the stories of if you applied some new skincare product and it kind of ruined your skin, or just anything that caused your skin to break out or your skin to not be as good as you want it to be. Don't repeat that story like, oh my god, I ate that dairy and sugar product, that's why my skin is like this. Like, I personally used to have this thing, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but first let's cover up these stories that people have usually, that, oh my god, when I stress I get this, like my skin breaks out, or I use this moisturizer and it really caused me this and that breakout and all that. And they just start to like go into that complaining mode, and like whatever you put your attention, you are amplifying that energy. So if you're putting your attention on what went wrong and complaining about it, it's just gonna keep creating more of that. And it's okay if you are kind of upset, it's okay to let it out and talk about it. But yeah, just talk about it once and let it go. Don't hold on to it and don't chew on it like a freaking chewing gum 24 hours like a day, like entire day. You cannot keep complaining about it every single day. One day you're pissed that your skin did this, you complain about it, you journal about it, you tell someone about it, and you're just like, okay, I'm done with it. Like, it's just out of my system. Now I'm going to really affirm, I'm going to focus on the new story, okay? So that's the second tip. Now the third tip is use affirmations. You can use affirmations like, oh my God, my skin is so clear. How did my skin get so clear? Oh my God, my skin is so glowy. My skin is glowing so much. I love my skin. And just whatever your skin goal is, if your skin goal is to really clear up the breakouts, then just affirm that, oh my God, my skin is so clear. If your skin goal is to make it glowy and rejuvenating and just like this bright, like youthful and like, I don't know how to explain it, like energizing, fresh, yeah, that's what I was looking for, like refreshing skin, then just affirm that my skin looks so fresh and rejuvenated and beautiful, like whatever skin goal is. For your body, you can say like, oh, my body is like this, my booty is so big, oh my God, my booty is so big. For your hair, like, oh my God, my hair is so thick. My hair is so straight. If you want to manifest straight hair, if you want to manifest curly hair, you can say, wow, I love my curls so much. They're so perfectly defined without any styling. They're just naturally so perfect. So yeah, these are a few affirmations that you can say. Fourth technique is my favorite one, which is visualizing. So I personally really love to visualize, especially for the skin, like divine golden light giving me like a spiritual facial through visualization. Like, visualization is very powerful. It's scientifically proven that it really, really is very effective way of manifesting. And it's okay if you cannot visualize. There are other methods that are as effective, but like, it's so much fun to visualize that you're receiving that spiritual facial, this energetic facial from the universe, from God, source, angels, spirit guides, and they're helping you to release these skin issues. Any skin issue you might have, pigmentation, acne, dark spots, dullness, texture, pores, just anything, blackheads, too many hair, facial hair, anything like that. Just really visualize yourself receiving that golden source light, that light of the universe clearing out your face. And then I want you to visualize your ideal face. Like, how do you want your skin to look like? You might have a person in mind that always has that clear, amazing, glowy skin. So you can visualize your own self having that skin. That's a really great way of manifesting clear skin. And you can visualize the breakouts, the marks, the pimples, or all those things really fading away gently out of your system really, really fast. And your skin is just beautiful, restored, healed. And you just feel very healed. And your skin feels very healed. That's a great way. Another way is like, I don't know what's the name of this technique, but it's like other people compliment. I would say like complimenting technique. So just, it's a very easy technique where you just imagine yourself receiving compliment on that certain manifestation. If you're manifesting good skin, if you're trying to manifest good hair or any specific body part, I want you to just think of yourself as you're receiving compliments. Like somebody's telling you like, oh my God, how is your skin so glowy? How did you manifest this clear skin? Like, of course no one's gonna ask you, not like common people don't ask like, how did you manifest? They just say, oh wow. Maybe your aunt, maybe your friends, your family are gonna ask you, Wow, your skin is glowing. What are you doing on your skin? Like, please give me some tips. Oh my god, you're so fit. Please give me some fitness tips. Like, oh my god, your booty is so big. You need to give me some tips because I really want a big booty too. Or your friend comes and asks, like, oh my god, babe, your skin has really changed. It's like you've done some magic. Like, please tell me what products you're using or what is the holy grail. Like, tell me, please. Or just seeing yourself thinking and like having this experience of other people complimenting you, it feels really good, right? And it's a really great technique, especially when it comes to physical appearance, because naturally people are gonna notice you. And I kid you not, you guys, this is become true like so many times in my life. If I'm manifesting any appearance change, anything, so recently I was manifesting weight gain, and I manifested the weight that I wanted, and literally I just imagined myself receiving compliments from people, like, oh my god, you've gained weight, you look so good, oh my god, wow, you look better than before. And literally my family members who literally see me every day, they're like, oh my god, Kathy, you have gained weight, you actually look really great. And then I went somewhere to a family gathering, and there were people like, oh my god, Kathy, you have gained weight and you actually look so good. And I started to receive compliments on my weight gain. Then this has happened with my hair as well, like for my hair, like, oh my god, your hair is so healthy, I love it. I have also done it for my big booty, and my mom would tell me, like, oh my god, your booty is getting big, please give me some tips, I also want to do a workout like you. And then I received a few messages on Instagram from people like, oh my god, Kathy, I actually really love your booty, I want to manifest, can you please tell me and give me some tips how you can do that. So, you know, I actually like imagined myself receiving these compliments, and I ended up manifesting that, and with the physical appearance change. So I think out of all, this is the most fun tip. So whatever you're trying to manifest, whether it's a certain body part, whether it's your skin, whether it's your hair, like form some like compliment list and see yourself receiving that. See people asking you for tips, see people saying like nice things about your body, about your skin, about your hair, and they will reflect it back to you. Like, oh my god, you're so hot, how did you stay so fit, how did you gain weight so fast, and things like that. That is, I think, one of the most amazing fun way to manifest appearance changes, and like for your clear skin, like because your family and friends, they know that you have been struggling with something, whether it's your skin, whether it's your body part, whether it's your hair issue, just anything, they know, right? They know that. So when they compliment you, it just really makes you feel good that yes, I have manifested, it has changed and has happened. So yeah, really manifest that. Imagine other people giving you compliments about that thing. So remember, I told you guys that if I have dairy or sugary something, that my skin breaks out. I realized that's just placebo effect. Like, whatever you believe is true. If you believe that having like ice cream or anything that has sugar and dairy in it is going to cause your breakout, of course it's scientifically proven that it affects like dairy products and sugar, they affect your skin and things like that. But I read this thing, I don't know if you guys know about Neville Goddard, and his master, his teacher was Abdullah was a really great manifestation teacher. He used to teach Neville Goddard about manifestation, and Abdullah, he had a very like a full-fledged, disgustingly huge, unhealthy diet. Like, one day Neville Goddard saw him eating all kinds of unhealthy stuff. Like, he would call it crap, you would call it junk food, and he was just eating and he was enjoying his food. And Neville Goddard, he was like a very healthy man. He was health conscious. He was like, you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat that, da 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 da. It's not good for your health. It's gonna cause you health issues and things like that. So he was health conscious, right? So he used to tell Abdullah that, why are you eating like this? Like, you're literally eating like an animal or something. I don't know the specific words. I'm just trying to like give you the context, general context. So he was eating all this junk, and Abdullah, who is the manifestation teacher, who is basically like a priest, he is like, whatever you believe is true. If you believe these food will give you health issues, it will give you health issues, but it's just a limiting belief. Like, you can eat junk and believe that it's healthy and it will never cause you any health issues. But if you eat something really healthy thinking that it's junk, it's gonna give you all the health issues. So it's not about the food that you're eating, it's the thought behind the food that's gonna affect you, right? It's all about beliefs and thoughts. It's not about the thing, but the energy. And the energy is, of course, formed with thoughts and our belief system. If you believe something is unhealthy, it causes health issues. So that's what Abdullah was trying to teach Neville. And Neville was like, yes. And he started to learn about that, and he started to see differences. And he is like, yeah, that is, like, that's what manifestation is. And I personally have experienced that as true in my reality as well. Like, there were certain foods, as a health conscious being, I was, you know, scared of eating. Not scared of eating, but I just didn't like to eat that, honestly, because I've read something about it, I've done some research about it, I know a little bit about nutrition and things like that. So I was, you know, like, oh, if I eat that, it's gonna cause me this and that. If I eat this and that, and all those, you know, things. And then I kind of like experimented with it. I ate something I usually wouldn't eat because I had this belief, but I ate with this faith and belief that it won't make my skin break out or anything. I did that. I literally, I would say, like, you know, so I'll just tell the ingredients. So paneer. So in like my past, every time I would have paneer, which is dairy product, basically Indian cheese, I would break out. And that was my belief. But one day I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have this lot of paneer because I love paneer. I love Punjabi food so much. It's my favorite. I love rajma. I love chole. I usually, you know, used to eat rajma and chole most of the time. I used to avoid paneer. But then I'm like, oh my god, like inside, deep down, I have this desire, this strong desire to eat it. And it feels so good. So one day I decided, you know what? I'm going to let this limiting belief go that I want to break out if I eat this. I literally eat confidently that I'm not going to break out. And I swear, the entire week, my skin was clear. And I think I ate it like 2-3 times back to back. I was very bold. I was like full force, you guys. I'm like, yes, I'm eating it. Enough is enough. I'm not letting this bullshit belief stop me from eating what I want to eat. So I ate, and that happened. That's one thing. And then I also really love falooda. I'm a foodie. I am a foodie. And falooda has dairy milk in it. It has sugar as well because they put ice cream. And I love not the like restaurant falooda, but like the street falooda, which is very unhealthy. I know that, you guys. It has sugar, okay? The ice cream has a lot of sugar. So the Mewat ice cream they put in the falooda, and it is so delicious. And I eat it with confidence that nothing is going to happen to my skin or my body or my digestive system. I'm going to be healthy and perfect. I also had a limiting belief that if I eat a lot of dairy, it's going to cause a lot of period cramps. So I always, like, every time I would have like dairy products, whether it's milk, falooda, paneer, or like dahi or anything like that, I would just be like, you know, like in that fear mode that, oh my god, I'm gonna have period cramps because I had all these dairy products and things like that. So, oh my god. So, you know, that was also my belief. But then I changed it up. I'm like, no, I am healthy, I'm perfect, my period is easy and soothing. I'm going to make an episode on period affirmations, so please check it out in the next episode. So yeah, that was a limiting belief. And also when I went to London, I did this experiment because, you know, I had this story, this old belief and story that coffee gives me anxiety, that coffee makes my brain overdrive and just, like, I get jittery and just, it's like a drug and it's just gonna, like, whatever, you know, caffeine is not good and things like that. I used to say that story because, yeah, of course, I've read so much about it. And if you know me, you know I never drink any tea, any coffee, anything like that in the morning. I don't like any beverages like that. I drink either smoothie, I have fruits, I have oats, I make pancakes, things like that. That's what I prefer for my breakfast. But when I went to London, I swear every single day I had coffee. Sometimes two cups, sometimes I think three. And I would have the, which one? I used to mostly have mocha or caramel. These are like my favorite coffees. So mocha, it has chocolate syrup, so naturally it has sugar, and caramel, of course, sugar. So when sugar and coffee, they come together, it's like boom boom boom. It's like double edge, right? It's like even more scarier. But I'm like, you know what, nothing is gonna happen. And I was just, when I was there, I was just very confident. I was just very happy because it was the first time I was exploring, so I was not in my head. And when you're not in your head, you're just fully present in the experience. I swear to God, you don't manifest any bullshit. You don't manifest bad things happening to you because you're not getting in your head. You're just present. You're just in the moment. You're experiencing things. You're in the flow. So, you know, I was in the flow, new experience, excited, happy, and just all those things. And I'm not thinking any bullshit thought. I'm not overthinking, like, oh my God, I had coffee and sugar together, it's going to mess up with my brain and la, 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 la. I didn't think any of that. And I didn't think of any of that. And that's why my experience was completely different. I had zero, literally no anxiety, no jitters. Nothing bad happened to my brain or my body. In fact, the warmth of the coffee really, like, helped me with the London weather. And it was just like, it was like an inner warm hug that I used to get in the morning and in the evening. And it was just amazing. It was a really great experience. So yeah, that's what the Abdullah was trying to say to the Neville. And Neville was like, yeah, I'm trying to let go of my limitations around food, what food to eat or not to eat, and putting all these restrictions on myself. And sometimes it takes time, right? It takes time. And I still, to this date, I don't like sugar, I don't like maida, I don't like, you know, all those packaged foods and stuff like that. I avoid as much as I can, like all those junk food chains, McD, Burger King, Domino's, all these places. I try to avoid them as much as I can. I even have this affirmation that I find junk food disgusting. I kid you not, when I see people eating that, I literally feel like vomiting. Especially like the fast food chains. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, and like if you believe that it's healthy for you, you gotta experience a new reality. But I had a very bad experience with one food chain, and it just was like, oh, like I'm like, ew, I'm done, I'm really done. So yeah, I still have, like, follow certain diet that I have. I still don't want to consume certain things, but it's not out of fear. It's just genuinely from my intuition. So follow your intuition. Your intuition will always guide you. Like, when you're doing all of these techniques and methods and stuff like that, like when you're affirming, when you are visualizing, when you're imagining yourself receiving compliments, your intuition gets really strong. And when your signal is that strong, you start to receive guidance. And whatever your guidance you receive, you need to follow that. your own intuition, and everyone's intuition tells them what to do and what not to do. So follow that for food, for appearance changes. Oh my god, we talked so much about diet as well. I was not expecting to talk about that in this episode, but okay, fine. So yeah, we were talking about physical appearance changes. So I gave you guys all this mystical tips. Now let's get to the practical tips. So when you do all these mystical steps, like visualizing, affirming, complimenting yourself, receiving compliments from others, and like seeing yourself having what you want, the desired skin, desired hair, desired body parts, you will automatically get inspired action ideas. You would automatically, if it's for skin, you would automatically be drawn to a certain person for your skin. You would automatically be drawn to a certain product, and you might want to put some moisturizer or skincare or some skincare products, anything like that. Like in my journey personally, I really feel called to use some actives, retinol, vitamin C. I use sunscreen every day. I use moisturizer. At nighttime, I use certain essence and like, you know, things like that. Toners, lip balms, and some facial mask and things like that. It's just so much fun. So yeah, I follow the practical steps as well. But without having the mystical steps first in place, you're gonna like ruin your skin by using a lot of products. I did that in the past where like I did not align myself spiritually first, and I just used whatever product people were marketing and just got, and then it just made my skin worse. I just really took a break from everything, did not put anything on my skin, just used affirmation, visualization, and the techniques that I shared with you, and then naturally I was guided to a few products. I used them and it really helped me clear up my skin. I'm not saying that I have perfectly clear, amazing skin. I do have breakouts here and there. It's totally normal and fine. I don't mind that. But so far, I'm like super happy with how my skin looks, and I'm just very content with that. Same with my body and my hair as well. So yeah, you can manifest any physical appearance change that you desire to have in yourself. And I really hope these tips really help you. I'm just going to rewind the tips to shortlist it. So the first tip is, do not look into the mirror, so that you don't get triggered into criticizing yourself, feeling lack, or reacting. Do not criticize that part of the body. Do not complain about it. Do not judge it. Third tip is to visualize it clearing up, or that body part changing, or your hair changing. Fourth one was to affirm. Use affirmations. And the fifth one was imagine the people complimenting you on your skin, on your body, or on your hair. So yeah, very simple things, super easy to apply it, and I really hope you guys get amazing results, and I get to hear from you in my Instagram DM. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode and listening till here. I'm just so grateful that you listened all the way to the end. It shows that you really like me and I love you so much. And don't forget to message me on Instagram if this episode resonated with you, your favorite part about this episode. If I share something and you really loved it, it really inspires me to keep making more episodes for you guys. And also, if you want support from me, check out my courses. I have free gifts as well down in the description. I have a lot of amazing courses, the Metaphysics Magic courses that can support you so much in your journey. So message me to join the course, and I would love to talk to you very soon. Bye. Mwah. I love you.